What was her attitude towards breast conservation versus mastectomy?
She was interested in breast conservation. Again, like many of the women in our community, she is attuned to her appearance. She looked about 10 years younger than her stated age. She golfs. She doesn't wear bikinis, but she does swim at the club that she belonged to and wanted to maintain as much as possible a natural appearance.
Now, another consideration, and this kind of is going to get into sort of what happened with her, is the question of if she's going to have breast conservation, she's going to require radiation therapy. What do you go through with patients from that point of view? And how often does just the travel and the inconvenience come up to be a significant issue with patients?
Well, I think that's a great question. We live in the West, and although this particular woman happened to live within 30 minutes of either of three very good radiation therapy facilities, she still has an active lifestyle. And of course, for traditional radiation therapy, even if you live close, it is a daily visit. It's a daily visit that takes place 5 days a week for, on average, 6 weeks. Now, we do get a number of patients in the Intermountain West that live a much larger distance away, where there aren't good facilities nearby and where their choices come to either driving an hour or two or three in some cases to a facility or having to move to get radiation over 5 or 6 weeks.
Now, in this woman's case, at that point, were you talking to her about the radiation therapy and, you know, how she'd feel about it, or was it still a little bit early?
Well, I think it's very important at the very beginning to talk to patients and give them a global perspective on what's going to happen in their care. So we talk about primary management of breast cancer. I explain to them that in the end, it is, of course, important that we control the disease locally, but that it doesn't specifically matter from a survival standpoint whether we do that with breast conservation or we do it with mastectomy. When we do talk about mastectomy, of course, we talk about the issue of reconstruction and what's involved with that. But when we talk about breast conservation along the same line, we do talk about the use of adjuvant radiation therapy. I explain to them that that is a part of the treatment. It's not an add-on to the treatment. And certainly, I believe that's the case with invasive disease, with a few exceptions. Of course, there's recent cooperative group data that shows that women who are more than 70 years of age, who have relatively contained, very low-risk disease, although they do have a somewhat higher local recurrence rate, there's been no discernible difference in survival, at least with 8 years of follow-up. But most other studies, in fact, virtually every other study that's tried to look at ways of eliminating radiation therapy for good prognosis disease, has really never been able to be completed and show equivalence. In fact, most of the studies have been terminated early.